be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Would you read together with me the title of today's sermon? It's on the screen. The Shepherd's Sheep. Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Why don't you say that with me? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Any pastor can tell the story. You're home late at night, the phone rings, the voice says, hurry, pastor, please come to the hospital. As soon as you can, the pastor gets to the hospital, stands by the person in the bed and holds their hand. What does the pastor say? What does the pastor do? The family looks to him for guidance. The pastor gathers the family around the bed and speaks with a voice that is at the same time quiet but strong. The Lord is my shepherd. At the concluding of these words of the 23rd Psalm, the person in the bed squeezes the pastor's hand and whispers, Amen. A confession of faith that's stronger than sickness, stronger than tragedy, stronger than death. This is the very passage that I'm going to be reading about this time tomorrow in Edmonton at Beverly's dad's funeral, my dear father-in-law, the 23rd Psalm. This 23rd Psalm has been with us for 30 centuries, 3,000 years, and has delivered God's promise of care from birth to death. Psalm 23 tells us, and by the way, follow your sermon outline that's provided for you in your handout. Please follow along with that outline. Psalm 23 tells us that the shepherd cares for his sheep because the sheep are important to him. Yes, for any shepherd, the sheep are valuable. It's his way of making a living and providing for his family. But being a shepherd is much more than just a 9-to-5 job. It's just like the truth that being a pastor is so much more than a 9-to-5 job. And by the way, the Latin term for shepherd is pastor. The shepherd is with the sheep night and day. The shepherd sleeps with them out in the field to protect them. The shepherd nurses the sheep when they're sick, and he knows them by name. That reminds me of growing up on our dairy farm. My grandfather knew every cow, milk cow, by name. The shepherd says he knows each of his sheep by name. They are important to him. And now here is God's promise to little Ethan today. God says to Ethan, I know you by name, Ethan. You are important to me by the waters of holy baptism. I have welcomed you into my family. Ethan, I love you. The first promise of Psalm 23 is this. Almighty God cares for you and me because we are important to him. Now, this was a new and radical idea when this psalm was first written. This psalm challenged the common idea that God was far away, frightfully almighty and vengeful. No, says Psalm 23, say it with me again, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Notice the psalm does not begin with the words, the Lord is a shepherd. What does it say? The Lord is my shepherd. Yes, you are dear to him. You are important to him. That was the message we had yesterday at Bert Iverson's memorial service. Bert was a precious child and Lamb of God. Here is the message to each of us today. The Lord is my shepherd. Don't you ever listen to the lies of this world. Don't ever listen to the lies of the devil that tells you your worth is measured in things like youthful age, good looks, how much money you make, what kind of job you have, your popularity in school, your attendance on sports teams, your perfect family, or the opinions of others. No, says Holy Scripture, your worth is that you belong to the Good Shepherd. And what makes the Good Shepherd good? Listen to his words from John chapter 10. Jesus said to them, I am the shepherd of the sheep. The sheep hear my voice, but he was a hired hand and not the shepherd. When he sees the wolf coming, he leaves the sheep and flees. But I am the good shepherd. Now here comes the words. And the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Where does that expression come from? Well, that's what makes a good shepherd. He lays down his life for the sheep. The literal shepherd would gather his sheep in a protected area at night. But there would have to be a doorway for the sheep to go in and out, and you can imagine what they had to go in and out for. But the shepherd who was good would lay his body down over that opening. And the wolves or coyotes that were after his sheep would literally have to go through him to get his sheep. And they would only be able to get his sheep over his dead body. You've likely heard people say the words, over my dead body. It means that's not going to happen. Calvin, I promised I'd pick on you in the sermon. Imagine a crazy man breaks into your home, your new home. I'm waiting to come see. And a crazy man walks into your home and he acts as if he's going to harm your young wife and your little boy. And you, as the God-ordained head of that household, put yourself between him and your family and say to him with the strength you never believed you could have, but as God's ordained head of that household, you say to that man, over my dead body. Jesus, our good shepherd, at the cross and empty tomb, stood between you and me and all the powers of sin, death, and the hell. And on the cross, Almighty God, Christ our Lord, says, Herb Besha, if the powers of sin, death, and the devil are coming for you, they're only going to get you over my dead body. Thomas Ma, the powers of the evil one will only get you over my dead body. Patricia McGuez, over my dead body, says our Lord, will anyone take you? But all the powers of sin, death, and the devil must have thought they won the battle on that Good Friday as Jesus died. But as you know, it was only Friday. But Sunday was coming. And on Easter Sunday, our Lord rose from the grave and had victory over all that would destroy us. He laid down his life for the sheep, but took it up again. That's the kind of good shepherd he is. The first promise of the 23rd Psalm is this: Almighty God cares for us. Why? What does your outline say? Because we are important to him. The second promise is this: our good shepherd knows our every need. Follow your outline. The truth that the shepherd knows his sheep's every need is talked about in three separate verses in this psalm. First, verse 2. He leads me beside the still waters. This declares that freedom from fear, are you listening? Freedom from fear is given to those who are in the care of the good shepherd. The shepherd knows that sheep are definitely afraid of quickly moving water. Why? Well, take a look at our little lambie there. Sheep know that if they get in that swiftly moved water, their heavy wool will bring them down and drown them. And they're afraid of that swiftly moving water. So what does our good shepherd do? It says, you lead me beside the still waters, a pool or a stream of water where it's safe for them. My friend, God knows our fearful running waters in our life. Those things that makes us afraid and drag us down like heavy wool in a river. But he invites us to rest in him that we might find in him the still waters of his care. Jesus himself also says in the New Testament, come unto me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Verse 4, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. This declares that the protection and guidance of God is given to those who put themselves in the care of the good shepherd. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me, says the sheep. How does the shepherd rod and staff bring comfort to the sheep? The rod is like a pipe or a small baseball bat that the shepherd carries, the rod, to beat off the wolves and coyotes. The staff is a crook-necked piece of wood that the shepherd uses to gently guide and direct the sheep. Both of those tools of the shepherd give comfort to the sheep. They know my good shepherd will beat off the wolves with his rod and comfort and direct me with his staff. My friends, Almighty God knows our need for protection and guidance too. And his rod and staff are found in his holy word. Luther calls them the law and the gospel. The law is God's rod, the club that protects us from the devil and the evil ones and corrects us to turn back to him. But his gospel is the shepherd's staff that guides us into his arms, leads us to the cross of Jesus, shows us his never-ending love and forgiveness. That's why we can say, oh, shepherd, your rod and your staff, they both comfort me. Verse 5, you anoint my head with oil. This declares that freedom from torment is given to those who put their hands in the hands of the good shepherd. You see, the shepherd knows that his sheep are easily tormented by parasites and flies and insects. So the good shepherd carries with him a vial of special oil or ointment to put upon their noses, their ears, and their heads to soothe their irritations and to drive the pests away. God knows our need for freedom from our tormentors. Tormentors like the devil and his lies. Tormentors like our current headaches or challenges. Tormentors like people who try to make our life hell on earth. Tormentors like our own past that haunts us. And through the preaching and teaching of his holy word, through the waters of holy baptism, through the bread and wine of Christ at the Lord's Supper, he pours on our hearts and souls his oil and his ointment to give us his strength and his forgiveness. Forgiveness. This indeed is a soothing oil that God lavishes upon us until we're covered in it. And covered in the forgiveness won at Jesus' cross, we are made right with God forever. And here's another promise to little Ethan. You can whisper it to him afterward as he now is getting changed. In the waters of holy baptism, Almighty God says to Ethan, your sins are forgiven. I have poured upon you the oil of my forgiveness. You are right with Almighty God, his child forever. Well, the first promise of Psalm 23 is this: God cares for us because we're important to him. Look at your sermon outline. The second promise, he knows our every need. And the third and final promise, God's care never ends. The psalm concludes with these words, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. God's care never ends. And as we learned yesterday at Birch Memorial Service, when this short life is over, God's children can look forward to resting in the arms of their good shepherd. As God's children, we can count on this truth. And if you have somehow tuned out during the sermon, now it's time to tune in. Here is the final message. Nothing will ever take us out of his hands. Jesus himself says the same thing in John 10:28. Jesus says, and I give eternal life to them, and they shall never perish, and no one can snatch them out of my hand. Yes, all we need for this life and the next is ours, because the psalmist tells us, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. We're at the sermon's conclusion, if you're timing. Quite a few years ago, a pastor had the practice of phoning a certain church member to give him the title of Sunday's sermon. In our recent past, I would call Kawhi, and he would change the church sign. But this is another pastor, and the pastor would call this member, and the member would then put the title on the church sign in front of the building. Well, the week before that pastor's sermon on Psalm 23, he phoned in his title, very simply, the Lord is my shepherd. But his helper, who was used to much longer titles, said, "Is that it, Pastor?" And the pastor replied on the phone, "Yes, the Lord is my shepherd. That's enough." And the next day, the church sign read, "The Lord is my shepherd. That's enough." And though it wasn't what the pastor requested, he said, "You know, I kind of like it." And the message remained there for all to see. May we today join little Ethan as the shepherd's sheep and hold on to that truth forever. The Lord is my shepherd, and that's enough. In the name of Jesus, amen.